800-892-6827 or pledge securely online at krvs.org. We're going to start off the program this morning with a jump blues number that is illustrative of sort of jump blues in a period where it began to feed the early seeds of rock and roll. A number written by New Orleanian Roy Brown. The recording we're going to turn to is one that was done back in December of 47, and by March of 1948, it was on the number one slot on the R&B charts. Wynonie Harris with Good Rockin' Tonight.
Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' tonight. Rock on, rock. I got the news. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left their happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. That's good rocking tonight.
Knock on the door.
It's Bob, Bill.
Bob who?
Bob Range.
Oh, come on in, Slim.
Hey, Bill.
Sound like you was in from where that door slammed, man.
How you doing? How's everything?
Man, I'm down in the dumps today.
Down in the dumps? What do you mean?
Do you know my old lady done stole all the relief checks and pawn tickets and packed up and left?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had the same trouble, you know.
Yeah.
But I found a guy to straighten all that out for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You straight?
Listen, and I'll tell you about it.
I want to hear this. Talk to me.
Yes, I've been down to Algiers.
Algiers?
I had a talk with the voodoo man.
This cat's crying, ain't he? Listen to this cat.
Yes, I've been down to Algiers.
That's in Louisiana.
I had a talk with the voodoo man.
You talked with him, but did he hear you?
Yes, I had to tell him my troubles. Cause I knew he'd understand.
He understands everything. I heard about that cat.
Now I said to the voodoo man.
What?
That my gal had put me down.
Yeah, they do that now and then.
And would he bring her back to me?
What could he do?
Before I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, I know.
So the voodoo man took some herbs.
Took what?
And some wild kanji roots, too.
This cat's getting ready for it.
And he boiled them in hot, greasy water.
Uh-oh.
Until it was a stew.
Ain't gonna be long.
Yes, I've been down to Algiers. I had a talk with the voodoo man.
I'm kind of scared of that cat. Can I ride him? Do you think it'd be all right if I ride him, Bob?
Now the voodoo man said this'll fix her.
It fix her?
Only try just one thing more.
What's that?
Get a long strand of her hair.
Uh-oh.
And you put it under her door.
I bought my old lady's, but she took
it. Now, that stuff worked just like magic.
What?
And my gal came begging, please.
Did she really come back?
Yes, but I made her ask forgiveness.
What?
Down on her hands and knees.
You cruel man.
I've been down to Algiers, Bill.
I hear you.
No, I don't want to go there no more.
I don't blame you. Get that stuff straight, Jack.
But don't do me no wrong, baby.
Talk to her, Slim.
Yes, if you do, I know just where to go.
Thanks for your advice. It was mighty nice. I'm leaving now. You stay here. See you, man.
From October of 1945, that was Willie Bryant. Bryant, born in New Orleans back in 1908. Here he finds himself at the Apollo Theater in Harlem with a really, really great lineup, the Tab Smith Septet. Smith was a wonderful alto sax player, sort of in the mold Johnny Hodges, Duke Ellington's alto player for so many, many years. Smith just had a wonderful tone. Leonard Feather, the famous jazz promoter and composer on piano on this track. Really interesting number and a great, great band. Willie Bryant with Algiers Blues, preceded by Wynonie Harris with a cover of Roy Brown's classic Good Rockin' Tonight. Again, that one hit number one on the R&B charts in 1948. That tune was later recorded by Pat Boone. Elvis Presley did a version of it that ended up being a rock and roll hit a few years after this piece was recorded. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you, of course, till 1 this afternoon, and this is the last Blues Box of our fall fundraiser. If you're not a member of Public Radio here in Acadiana and not a supporter, we're really hoping that during this time you will decide to become one and either call us at 482-5787 and pledge financial support to Public Radio here in Acadiana, or go online at krvs.org and pledge securely. If you value this program and so many others that you hear on Public Radio here in Acadiana every week, consider what that is worth to you and pledge your financial support. We need members. The numbers are, I won't say, well, I don't know if it's as important as the money itself, which we have to spend for a lot of the programs we have, but the numbers are very important to us, a number of supporting members. So consider giving us a call again, 482-5787, 482-KRVS. And with us in the studio this morning is Judith Merriweather, and we're gonna see how things are going with Judith. And again, we hope that you'll pledge your support. 482-5787, 482-KRVS.
Yes, we do. This is the second Blues Box during our fundraiser, the final Blues Box during the fundraiser. And we're hoping that all of you who've been out there looking at images of the Blues Box T-shirt and thinking about how important it is to support the Blues Box will do so today. We have a new member who just pledged online. Thanks so much to Tom Coleman, and I have to read his comment. He says, "Ah, Fridays, blue jeans and the Blues Box. Life is good."
Thanks.
And, you know, he's very thoughtful. He listens to KRVS more than he watches TV, so he feels a little guilty about not pitching in to help. He's going to become a member of his local public radio station and get a T-shirt. So keep the news fair, the music diverse, and the family together. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.
We appreciate the pledge and the thoughtfulness, the thoughtful comment. Thanks also to Joe and Gail Andriano, longtime supporters of Public Radio, many programs. They love many programs. So thank you very much, Joe and Gail Andriano. Joe, professor here in the English department at UL Lafayette, making their contribution. 337-482 877-482-KRVS. Answering phones for us today, we have Carter Lyles, we also have Janice Batten, and we've got Julie Hernandez answering phones. They all support public radio, they love the Blues Box, and they're so happy to take your call. Make that pledge. Tell us what your relationship to public radio is. If you're a new member, what made you start to give, and where did you start listening to public radio? When did you first hear the Blues Box? I would love to hear some memories of when people first heard the Blues Box and got hooked on it. So make a pledge. You can do it online and send us some comments, or when you call, you can tell the person answering the phone that you'd like to share a memory with us as well. We'd love to hear those, and I know it's very gratifying for Raul to see the extent of the effect of this program. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS, a beautiful Blues Box t-shirt designed by Lindsay Dreher. We just put a new image of it on our Facebook page this morning, KRVS Public Media. We actually have two or three images up there, and you can see really nice, clear graphic of that Blues Box t-shirt with Slim Harpo on it. Very nice shirt for a $75 contribution. And it is going to be one of those shirts that if you see people out at a festival wearing it in a year or so, you're going to wish you had gotten that Blues Box shirt. Our regular shirt, too, and I know we peppered people with lots of puns last week, but they're great ones, Raul.
Kind of bad.
It's our classic shirt is a really warm pecan brown with a rooster on it, a vintage rooster weather vane, and instead of the north, south, east, west, it's got KRVS on those directionals. It's got the image on the back as well. Really nice shirt. That's available for a $75 contribution, as are our caps, the mug, the baby onesie, and the tote bag. So small items, but just a reminder that you love KRVS, and when you wear them, use them, you promote KRVS. So give a call this morning, 337-482-5787, or online at krvs.org. We are going to get back on with the music because that is the main gift, the main premium. But we hope that you become a member and become a part of the public that makes 4 hours of blues possible on a Friday. What do we have now, Raul?
Well, we're going to turn to a tune that was recorded by Wynonie Harris, who kicked off the program for us this morning. Wynonie recorded it back in 1955. We're going to go to 1994 and listen to Roomful of Blues version of a number. This is a little bit less than a subliminal message, but we do this during the fundraiser. A tune called Mr. Dollar.
Cadillac, his words as good as gold. bill. Yes, they call him Mr. Dollar, and his last name is Bill. He's happy-go-lucky, way up on Greenback Hill. Well, they call him Mr. Dollar, yes, Mr. Dollar.
Sue Foley here on KRVS from her 1996 release on Antone's Records, Walk in the Sun. Sue was invited down from Canada to Austin, Texas by Clifford Antone and spent a good part of the decade of the 90s performing around Austin, Texas, and recording several discs for Antone's Records, a real talent, Sue Foley. Before hearing Sue Foley here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Room Full of Blues from 1994 and their disc Dance All Night, their cover of a Wynonie Harris tune called Mr. Dollar. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
And again, we are in our fundraiser, our fall fundraiser. This is the last Blues Box of the fundraiser. We're hoping that if you're not a member of public radio, that you'll give us a call and pledge your financial support. We can't bring these programs to you without that kind of support. We need membership, and of course, we need funds to keep these programs going. So hope to hear from you, 482-5787-482-KRVS. Here's another lady that was on the Austin blues scene for quite a while in the 70s and 80s, originally from Lubbock, Texas. Here is Angela Straley with a comment about listening to the radio and catching a little blues from that medium. Angela Straley with Two-Bit Texas Town.
Bye.
Once again, Angela Straley at the time from Austin, Texas, originally from Lubbock, singing about a two-bit Texas town where she used to hear blues on the radio. And we're hoping that you having heard blues on the radio and a lot of other good music on a lot of programs here on public radio for Acadiana, that you will consider this the moment that you pledge to public radio.
We hope you will, and we'd like to thank those people who just called in and made their contribution. Thanks to Mark Savarino. We appreciate your longtime support for the blues. Thank you very much. Tricia Sieferman from Dusaw, longtime supporter as well.
Thanks.
And Kim Nurbass, thanks for sending in your contribution. We appreciate it. And he says you are doing a great job as usual. Longtime supporter, Kim and Libby Nurbass, thank you very much. Also, Charles Dewey, supporting us for years as well. He really, really loves it. It's one of a kind, he says. Thanks to Ferdy Isringhausen.
Thanks, Ferdy.
I think I remember Ferdy being from our very first fundraiser, I think, made a contribution. Ty Cobb as well. And he goes, yes, Raul, he loves the show, just loves it. So thanks to those of you who are, during this second Blues Box, during our fundraiser, making those contributions. And thanks also to Janice Batten, answering phones, but contributing and challenging Loyola alums in the listening area. Supporting KRVS just makes sense. So all of you Loyola alums have been challenged. And but, I think your son...
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not in the state right now, because that'd be a good... it'd be a good moment to
absolutely, but you know, there are no boundaries to the Blues Box, Raul. There are no boundaries. We are in every state in
the
Union. We are worldwide. So if you're listening in another country or another state, please consider making a contribution. Support the stream. Support blues. That number is 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Pick up one of our new Blues Box shirts. Really nice shirts. They've got a really nice image that Lindsay Dreher did of Slim Harpo on them. Slim Harpo, a Louisiana blues legend. Great shirt. Really, really nice colors on it. They just pop,
yeah,
and
it's
a soft
really
shirt. You'll be glad you got that shirt. That's available for a $75 contribution or over. We also have our mugs, a really pretty speckled yellow mug with a little alligator crawling across it, sort of like a sandbar coming off of a sandbar. That's available for a $75 contribution or over. We, of course, have our caps, and that's a great way to promote KRVS. We saw lots of KRVS caps and T-shirts at festivals Acadien et Creole, at the Boudin Festival. Just a great shirt, a great way to promote KRVS. Make that call now. You've been listening all week. Perhaps you listened to the Blues Box last week and thought, ooh, I have some time. Well, it's time. As the French say, c'est l'heure, it's the hour. You need to make your contribution today. We are just here through the weekend, and this is the Blues Box. Raul doing this program 26 years almost now, I believe. I seem to remember last year we were celebrating your quarter century doing the Blues Box.
I was like 10 years old when I
I know, and I have pictures of you. but Raul, I know so many people appreciate what you do, not only the music, but how you present the stories of the musicians and people across the state, whether they're working in machine shops or they're working on rigs or highway crews or architects' offices. Alan Bakke had come in last Friday and made his contribution, of course, challenging all the architects. And I know we've had a few since then making their contributions. So make a challenge to someone in your office or profession and get those phones ringing as well.
You know, Judith, for me, it's a pleasure and a privilege being here and having been here for all these years. And I'd like to thank everybody out there that has made public radio in Acadiana possible. I love this station. I love the music. I love the news. We've got so many independent producers that, you know, when you think of how many programs Cecil Doyle does every week, you know, Lee Kleinpeter, Bill Bolens, it's just the list goes on. And really, really wonderful programs. A lot of people put a lot of effort into these programs. And I know a lot of the other producers would echo my sentiments about it being a real privilege to be here. And, you know, we hope that everybody out there feels the same way about this particular station. And if you're not a member, please support it. It's definitely an asset, a cultural asset to this area.
It is, and all of you, all the announcers you mentioned, and the young producers as well, who've been inspired by you all.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, there are people coming in now that have a whole lot of expertise and knowledge. I don't mean to slight anybody by not naming anybody, but as you can tell, my voice is kind of weak this morning, so I have to apologize for that.
Well, we'll carry you, Raul. You know, and we say, call if you appreciate the programs, but this isn't just a show of appreciation. This is how it works. Public radio, we need your support. We cannot do this kind of programming. 4 hours of uninterrupted blues. You just cannot get that on anything but a public radio station. Call now at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Maybe you've been waiting all week knowing that the Blues Box is the program that you want to call during. Well, wait no more. This is the Blues Box, and we're here with Raul. Support public radio. Support the blues. Make public radio possible for all of us. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Thanks so much to Jimmy Guidry and Hub City Diner supplying biscuits.
Thanks, Jim.
Biscuits for the blues, Raul. And, of course, the Taco Sisters, Molly and Katie Richard, will be bringing your special taco bag later on, Raul. And, of course, tacos for all the volunteers here today.
That I'm appreciative of and looking forward to.
Absolutely. They love the Blues Box. Thank you very much. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Make that call now. Do your part to support us. You can drop by. It's a little bit easier. Fridays after 12, classes are beginning to end. You could come in, say hi to Raul, and make your contribution if you'd like to do it that way. Faculty or staff, you can make yours by payroll deduction. Come by. We have a form that you can fill out, and it's painless, monthly. You don't even notice it. And thanks to those of you who have done so. Online at krvs.org, tell us your Blues Box story. Tell us when you started listening, what you love about the station, a Blues Box moment, perhaps. And we really appreciate those moments. But make your pledge of financial support. We cannot do it without you. Check out our Facebook page so you can see the Blues Box shirt as well. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. We're going to get back on with the blues, but we're here at the telephones when the music's playing. And of course, you can always make your pledge online today at krvs.org.
Thanks, Judith, and thanks all of you out there who support public radio here in Acadiana. I'd like to thank all of you who are continuous supporters, and you sit through these fundraiser sessions with us and listen all year. Thank you very much for your support. We're going to give a quick rundown of some of the music going on around the area. Today for Bach Lunch, T-Monde will be performing. That's at Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette. And then at around 6 p.m., the band The Revivalists from New Orleans will play for Downtown Alive. Corey Ledet will play for Opelousas Music and Market tonight. And also, of course, there's the Black Pot Festival. Music there kicks off with a French song swap at around 5 p.m. There are a number of bands playing tonight, Yuval Family Band among them. Music goes on till around midnight, closing out tonight, Pine Leaf Boys. And then tomorrow morning, music starts at 11 a.m. There'll be people playing around the campground probably all night long. A wonderful festival. If you'd like a complete lineup of who's playing throughout today and tomorrow, check out Black Pot Festival. You can find them online and a complete listing of everybody that is playing. Also tonight, Sons of Voodoo and Royal Teeth are at Blue Moon Saloon. Scott Allen Stagg will be at Bisbano's. Steve Adams plays Backstage Bar and Grill. The Specklers Tortue and Makers Reel are at Artmosphere. Big Sam's Funky Nation tonight at Wild Salmon. Alan Toussaint will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for a Louisiana Crossroads concert tonight. And tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, the Von Dukes and the Boom Swagglers will be at Artmosphere. Southern Ears and Sean Bruce appear at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. And also tomorrow, Pat Richard and Southern Tunes at Backstage Bar and Grill. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will play blues at Kate's, too. And I'd like to mention also there's a wine festival and food festival taking place at the Paul and Lula Hilliard Art University Art Museum just off campus. It's 710 East St. Mary. It's a fundraiser for the museum, and it runs from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. There is going to be plenty of food and music at that event. Performing at that event will be the Louisiana Classical Guitar Society and also the Tommy Shreve Trio. Tommy Shreve will also be performing on Sunday. He and his group will be playing at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. The Foghorn String Band will be at the Cochon Lafayette for a brunch on Sunday. Zydeco Ray is at Randall's. Taylor Verrett will be at Artmosphere. Monday night, there's also there's another event taking place at Cochon Lafayette, a fundraiser for an Army specialist that is a triple amputee. He was wounded this past June, and it is a fundraiser. They're having a run and a walk starting at 6:15 at Cochon Lafayette on Camellia Boulevard in River Ranch here in Lafayette. We're going to turn next to an interesting recording that our engineer Carl Fontenot came up with. Music from Angela Straley recorded live here in Lafayette.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
My era,
support for this program is provided by PASA. Presenting L.A. Theater Works' presentation of Jane Austen's classic romantic comedy, Pride and Prejudice, Sunday, October 28th at 7 p.m. at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the website is pasaonline.org.
Sorry to step on that underwriting comment, and it's not Angela Straley. I'm slipping a bit today. We're going to listen to Marsha Ball recorded live here in Lafayette.
Yeah, and your own fine selves out here dancing at Grant Street, and all you people at home listening to KRVS, I told KRVS I'm going to have to send them a picture of me. Every morning I get up and I make a big old cup of coffee. I got my KRVS mug, and I sit at the dining room table with my pajamas on and my newspaper and my toast and my Seaport coffee and in my KRVS mug. It's not a pretty thing, but it's loyal. I'm loyal as hell. It makes me feel good. As if I don't have my KRVS mug, you know, the day just doesn't start off right. And you know how you get one of those? Segway. You get one of those when they have their pledge drive, and they call and they say over the radio, you know, you listen to this radio station every day. Every day. And you should, yeah, every blues box. Every day. Dirty Rice on Saturday, Blues Box on Friday mornings. That's right. So send money, and then they send you more stuff. They send you T-shirts and mugs and everything. This sounds like a beg-a-thon right here, doesn't it? They can take little clips of this and put me on the air later on. And you know what you are when you do that? You're the big shot. That's right. They'll send you a button and say, we'll have a maid to say, big shot. All right.
You pass, you back to Bob.
Marcia Ball recorded live at Grant Street and recorded, I guess, by Carl Fondo. Carl found this clip. He knew it existed.
That's amazing. We're going to have to send her another mug.
Well, she showed it. One year she was here for the fundraiser.
Yes.
And she has called in during the fundraiser. She's to some extent, she's been Lafayette's sweetheart over the years. I mean, people just love Marcia Ball. She's a wonderful entertainer.
Un grand esprit. She's got this great spirit, and people feel it, and she's embracing, and just a lovely, lovely person. So thanks for that validation, Marcia Ball, supporting KRVS herself, and talking about it as well. Thanks to Katie Svensson for calling in her contribution. We really appreciate it. She says, "Blues Box keeps me from having the blues." And this is from Katie and Lawrence Svensson. Thank you so much. We appreciate that longtime support. A new member, thanks so much, from Baton Rouge, Chuck Hogue. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
New member.
Thanks, Chuck.
And again, thanks to those of you who have called in so far this morning. But we know there's a lot of you out there loving and listening to the blues who have not yet made their contribution. And you've been meaning to. You know it's a good idea. You know it's the right thing to do. You just haven't gotten to the phone or the computer yet to make that contribution. Please do. We need your help. Your support is vital. It's not lanyap. It's not a little extra. This is how public radio works. A great day on Friday from the Blues Box to American Roots to Freetown Radio later on. Roger Cash is going to have some musicians live in the studio who are going to be appearing at Black Pot later on tonight or tomorrow.
Great.
So we look forward to that. Stay on tune to KRVS all day long. But if Blues Box is the one that you anticipate and look forward to every Friday and you've not yet contributed, call now at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Easy to remember that, KRVS 482. And then the area code is 337. If you are, of course, out of state, you can make that pledge online easily, securely, and leave us a comment as well. Let us know what you think about the programming, when you started listening to the Blues Box. Leave a note for Raul. He really does appreciate those. But make your contribution now at 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. And Raul has a lot of great blues planned for you today. But while you're thinking about it, make that pledge or jot it down to do before the end of the Blues Box today. We're here even when the music's playing, so you can call, go online, or stop by to make that pledge.
Thanks, Judith. And again, thank all of you out there who do support public radio here in Acadiana. We heard Marcia Ball. Marcia was born in Orange, Texas, but raised in Louisiana. She went to LSU back in the mid-1960s. A lot of her piano style reflects New Orleans influence. She's a wonderful performer. We're going to turn to someone that is also a wonderful performer. This one was born in Louisiana, but raised on the other side, sort of the flip side of the experience around the Sabine River than Marcia Ball. We're talking about Clarence Gatemouth Brown. We're going to go back to 1996 and listen to Gate recorded live at Austin City Limits.
I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side. Born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side. That makes me a dual citizen, more than one relies. Texas and Louisiana is just a few feet apart. I love both of the planets, that's where I got my start. 'Cause I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side. That makes me a dual citizen, more than one relies. We'll be right back.
My mother came from Louisiana. My father, I don't know from where. And if you would ever ask me, I would say that I don't care. 'Cause I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side. I was way past 21 when my father said goodbye.
Talking and it wasn't none of me. She said too early in the morning. Too early in the morning. Too early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. She said, baby, you don't have to go. I done changed the lock on the door. 'Cause it's too early in the morning. We'll be right back.
Champion Jack Dupree on piano and vocals from a disc called One Last Time. The disc was released in 1993, and Jack had passed away in January of 1991, if I remember right. Very, very interesting character in New Orleans music history. He was raised in the same orphanage as Louis Armstrong. He ended up being a fighter for a while. That's why hence the moniker Champion Jack. He was a cook, did all sorts of things, was in the service during World War II, ended up being a POW under the Japanese for a while. And in the early 60s, late 50s, I think it was 59, he moved to Europe. He went there to perform initially and liked it so much that he stayed, but he would come back for recording sessions and for New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festivals, that sort of thing. Champion Jack Dupree. Jack was preceded here on KRVS by the late Clarence Gatemouth Brown. We heard Gate do a number called Born in Louisiana. And again, that was a recording done live at Austin City Limits back in 1996. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And as we said so many times before, we're member-supported public radio. We've been saying that a lot for the last 8 days, and we'll be saying it for a few more. We need your support. If you're not a member of public radio here in Acadiana, please consider becoming one. And now's the time. You could do it right now. Pick up the phone, call 482-5787. That's 337-482-5787. Or pledge securely online at krvs.org. And if you do so, let us know what programs you listen to. What are some of your favorite programs? Give us a listing of what you enjoy here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, of course, will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. At 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And as Judith said, Roger will be live in the studios with some musicians that will be performing at the Black Pot Festival. So definitely something to stay tuned for. We're going to turn now to a band called Johnny Mastro and Mama's Boys. They have a new disc out called Luke's Dream. They're going to do a number written and first recorded by Champion Jack Dupree, a piece called Junkers Blues.